Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Some of you can no doubt remember the book Stalking the Wild Asparagus by Yul Gibbons from the 1970s. Gibbons became quite a celebrity back in those days, explaining and promoting the eating of wild foods, doing commercials for grape nuts, and of course promoting his books. Asparagus is a herbaceous perennial that grows to a height of 3 or 4 feet from stout rhizomes. It's native to Eurasia and Africa, where it's been used as a vegetable and for medicinal purposes since Roman times. It's likely introduced to North America in the 1600s or 1700s. It's now widely planted in gardens and also has escaped the gardens to become known as wild asparagus. It used to be placed in the lily family, but more recently has been placed in a new family, the Asparagaceae or asparagus family. Wild asparagus has been documented in all but a handful of counties in North Dakota. It occupies a variety of sites ranging from abandoned farmsteads to shelter belts, road ditches, railroad right-of-ways, drainage ditches, and similar habitats. Most everyone's familiar with the appearance of asparagus, and although the plant dies back every fall, the old growth is quite persistent. And even though it may persist through the winter months into spring, it's quite easily spotted during fall when it starts to turn yellow while other plants have died back or turned brown. It's more common than most of us realize. If you make a point of looking for it, I think you'd be surprised at how much is out there. If you like asparagus, consider harvesting some wild asparagus, and now's a good time to start looking for it. Pay particularly close attention to fence lines. So many birds feed on the fruits and asparagus and end up dispersing the seeds while perched on a fence. Some hunters of wild asparagus will go so far as to keep a written record of where they have observed wild asparagus, or GPS the location, so they know exactly where to look for them the following growing season. So consider stalking the wild asparagus. Even if you don't plan to harvest some next spring, you'll get a better sense of how much is out there and how important birds can be in dispersing seeds of asparagus and other plants. I've put a link to more information on wild asparagus along with the text to this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.